T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7
The Fan. Dude, you got to get on point with the thing, man. I know you know all the words. You be bringing great bars, but you always delayed, man. What's up with you?
B, I'm going to be late to my own funeral. So that's just how it is.
No, you're not. Because it doesn't start till you get there when they put you to the ground. So you'll never be late for your own funeral, believe me.
If anybody can, it'll be me. We have a packed show coming your way. Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, is going to join us at 11:30. You know cap season's around the corner when Garnet Hathaway is coming on the program.
There we go. Our buddy.
Fired up to talk to Garnet. He's got an event next Monday night in Ivy City at Other Half Brewing, introducing a new beer that will be raising money.
He has had that place that he had on the flyer that you couldn't see?
We'll talk to him about that. I think they could put an address on the flyer. I don't think that's too crazy.
The address is on the flyer. What the hell are you talking about?
The address and the name
is on the flyer. That's what, when I called you yesterday, I told you it's on there.
I'll look again. I will look again. It is possible. It is possible I missed it. But that should be a really fun event next week. I guess we should ask him before we keep talking about it if it's open to the public, because we are sure making it public. I was thinking, so my Shelby, my oldest daughter, is now 7. Like, I feel like as a kid, I started going to some cool stuff when I was about 7 years old. So I'm going to ask Garnet if I can bring Shelby.
We're going to
put him on the spot by doing it live on air.
It's a beer function. No,
right.
I grew up in a bar in downtown Washington. JP, this is 2022. When you grew up, you could ride with your kids sitting in the back of a pickup truck, hanging off the back of the thing. It didn't matter.
So hell, you were driving at 11.
Yes. So no, you can't do silly stuff these days. Our parents are able to do
this
silly
stuff.
This
might be like a family event, is all I'm saying. We'll find out. We're gonna ask Garnet at 12:30. I wanted to read a stat to you that's been bouncing around the internet. But this has been sent to me a bunch lately, and I'm going to credit the last dude that sent it to me. But now, I want to be clear. A bunch of people have posted this. I'm not sure exactly where it originally came from. And the hardest part with statistics are, like, you don't necessarily have to credit somebody because it's just a stat. Like, yeah. I don't know who looked this up, but it's a number that exists in the internet.
Okay.
I got this from Josh Watson this morning. He said, "Hey, JP, I heard a crazy stat. In 36 games with Ron Rivera, Washington has had at least a 20-0 deficit before scoring 1 point in 9 games." So they've had a 3-score deficit, 20-0 or more, in 9 out of 36 games.
Well, the question I want to ask Josh is, how many of those did they win?
I doubt any of them. I mean, maybe. But
I mean, I don't know. It's like sometimes there are teams that come back from them. I just want to know how many we won, because I know the thing I always talk about, start fast. We got to stop starting slow. But a lot of people act like it's a badge of honor because, oh, his teams played better in the second half. And I would think you're talking about second half of games, second half of seasons. Why don't they play better in the first half is what I'm wondering. And if you were to play better in the first half, I wonder would the results be way better.
I don't know, man. And I also think, like, to your point, B, if anybody is celebrating getting down 3 scores, you're a moron. Like, there's no celebration there. And I'm just trying to run it back in my head right now. I mean, this has happened twice in the last 2 games where they've been down 20 or more.
22 and then 24.
late last season, I know that Cowboys game, I mean, it was, I want to say it was 35-0 before they got on the board just before halftime. It was 42-7 at halftime. I know it was 21-0 at the end of the first. So that's three of the nine they didn't win. We can go back to Ron's first year. I mean, hell, they've only won seven games in each season, and they've won one this year. So they played 16 the first year. They went 7-9. 17 the second season at 7-10. So that puts the record at 14-19. And this year they're 1-2, so that's 15-21.
Yep.
I'd like to point out that for me that was damn good math off the top of my head.
I mean, I would think that any elementary school kid should be able to do that.
Well, maybe I'll ask Shelby if she can compile that tonight. give her a little math homework. I'm not entirely convinced that any of these three touchdown deficit games have resulted in a comeback win. Nothing stands out. If one stands out for you, holler at me. But you can't. I had an interesting conversation this morning with a Cali-based NFL agent, and we were kind of more talking like broad strokes around the league. And you know, they asked about things here in Washington, and I said, you know, it's starting pretty ugly, and I think of the stuff I have real concerns about, and of the stuff that wins you football games, offensive and defensive lines, I think you got real questions. And I think the offensive line more than anything, and you combine an offensive line that is now playing, I don't know. I'm curious what happens with Sam Cosmi today, because that knee did not look right in the second half of that game where he was giving up pressures and sacks. And I don't know. I'm a firm believer, and there's empirical data to support that Ron's teams get better in the second half of the year. There's data to support that, and we've seen that here in his 2-point, you know.
But you know what?
Years in Washington.
I hear that over and over again, JP. But I still remember that's three winning seasons or whatever, and the rest of them are not. And I wonder if that data saying that they. Like, just like when everybody, you know, it's a little a commercial where I say, well, people say that Carson Wentz is better than what we had. But I asked the question again, but they didn't play that part. What the hell have we had? So if they play better in the second half, ask the question. Playing better in the second half, is that really a positive when you've had eight losing seasons? Is it really a positive, or you play so damn bad that if you win 3-4 games in the second half, you play better? So we say that, but I don't think data and analytics can tell you a story. But the story I would ask is, how much better is it when you compare to not the team, how bad his team's been in the first half, how much better does he play compared to the other teams they're playing in the second half?
Dude, it's real questions. I mean,
see, I try to think outside the box here once in a while, because I know we can throw out some stuff, and there are other questions that need to be answered. Because if you are starting off with 1-2 wins in the first half of the season, and you get 3-4 in the second half, did you play? You played better, but did you play good overall? No.
B, I want to ask you a broader question than maybe specific wins, losses, numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll open this up to the phones, because it kind of dovetails with Lamphill wanted to talk yesterday. Monday, Ron told me that he believes Carson will bounce back this week. And Mike Phillips is going to join us at 11 o'clock. I talked with him. I'll preview Philly's appearance. He kind of believes that Carson bounces back this week.
And I asked the question, how does any one of them know?
If Carson...
What else are they going to say?
Fair. Well, I mean, you could say no, I don't think he will. But here's my big picture question. It feels like, and I think it's a culmination of events here with this Commanders team, it feels like this is the hottest the pressure's ever been on Rivera. And I'll say it for a number of reasons. I think it's year three. And he told us, year three, you got to make a jump. And then it's a slow start, and it's particularly awful first half performance against the Lions and then just a thoroughly bad result against the Eagles at home where your stadium gets invaded by Eagles fans. And that's not new, but it still ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
You combine that with the Del Rio Twitter stuff, and you combine that with, at least from the outside looking in, what looks like a complacency about fixing your defense, and the one major offseason acquisition is getting a quarterback that, for better or worse, perception or reality, he's on his third team in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like people are just really, really questioning more than ever, where is this thing going?
Yeah.
Does that seem about the temperature?
I think it's a temperature with people like me. It's temperature with people like you because you see it and you feel it. But I think there are a lot of people who still don't see that. But there are other people who've been there way before now. And I think they're the people who don't understand why when we talk sometimes we act as if there. Oh, right. It's no pressure. It's not any pressure at first. Like when we would say that last year, there were people that felt like, why the hell not?
Right. And I think on some level, having a coach-centric approach could come back to bite Ron a little bit here. I believe it was Harry Truman. I could be wrong. Maybe it was Eisenhower. Kerwin, you know which president said that? The buck stops here. Was it Eisenhower or Truman? Landfill, maybe look that up.
Truman.
Regardless, Truman, thank you. Ron has put himself in a buck stops here situation because it is a coach-centric approach and because ultimately he is the boss. He's the boss of the football team. And in turn, I wonder if that dulls his actual coaching knife because he's trying to oversee everything. And then he's the boss of the personnel side. And that's not to suggest that Herney and Mayhew and Gribble and Stokes and all these dudes aren't out there busting their ass. There's not – I think this got a misnomer even during the Jay Gruden days, but certainly this staff, they are busting their ass. They are here – like, I get here really early. Practice doesn't start till noon. I get here – we'll call it 9:30, Lamphill. I get here early to get the radio show set up. The coach's parking lot is packed. And when I leave on Wednesdays and Thursdays from Ashburn – a lot of times I'm not leaving here until 6:30 or so. The coach's parking lot is packed. These guys put the hours in. The evaluators are putting the hours in, but the results right now, coming off the Philly game, let's be honest, the Philly game was an awful, awful performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's more troubling, I don't see a big now. One thing Barstool Nate said yesterday, and it was interesting for Nate, the eternal optimist, has lost that love and feeling, right? And he said, what are we on track to do? And I will not rule out what I've been saying all along is 9-8 with a wild card berth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you zoom out and think big picture, what the hell does 9-8 and a wild card berth give you if you don't think there's a real chance at winning something down the road?
Yeah,
and I think for a lot of fans, that might be the biggest concern is I'm not sure there's a real chance at winning something down the road.
You see in a lot of college situations, it's very much like this, okay, where it's a coach-centric approach. So you do have scouts. You do have people and other coaches that go out and they look for stuff, and then they come back and they tell you who they think can play. But in a coach-centric approach, whether it is 100% what I'm about to state or not, you think the coach makes the final say. Right? So every player you get is going to say the stamp of approval came from the coach, Ron Rivera. And if those players aren't good, guess where all the blame go? On the coach. Now, like you said, the scouts are busting their tails. And the scouts could be either saying, choose this guy, and he say, okay, or he say, choose him, and he chooses to go with somebody else. But when people hear coach-centric, they immediately think every decision is finalized by coach. So when things don't work, who gets it? Coach. When things work, who gets it? Coach. When there's more negatives than positive, guess what? People start thinking more bad things than good things. And that's where we're at right now. As hard as they work, one person gets the appearance that, or we assume he's given a stamp of approval.
You create the situation you want and tell us this is how you want it. Eventually, that it comes back to you.
Yeah.
Right? The buck stops here. Harry S. Truman. I think, didn't the S not even stand for anything? We'll find out. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Pack show coming your way. Our guy Ben White, economist from Politico, is going to join us.
Benjamin.
Been a while. There's a lot going on in the world that we need to ask Ben about. Plus, the Caps announced, this is kind of cool, the Caps announced their giveaways, their promotional schedule for the year. I want to run through it, and we'll do perhaps, we'll give out a gold, a silver, and a bronze medal for what giveaway you want most. Maybe we do that after we talk to Garnet. I'm out in Ashburn. B-Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Start NFL Week 4 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are a perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. As you look at this game coming up Thursday night, we have the Bengals going against the Miami Dolphins. You can take Joe Mixon over rushing yards. How about Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown? The cheetah has called out Eli Apple, so you might want to definitely go with touchdown and yards when you come to Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle over yards as well. Both of those guys had 11 receptions for over 200 yards in a previous game, and I think you want to see, well, close to 200 yards. You want to see if those guys are going to do it again. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Brian if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max free bet is $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.